Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. President-elect Joe Biden is moving ahead with his call for another coronavirus stimulus measure as the economy shows signs of wavering, with coronavirus infections worsening across the U.S., with many states and municipalities now rolling back plans to begin reopening certain closed sectors of the economy. Jobs growth showed signs of slowing last month, with further slowing anticipated in the months ahead. Biden says Congress needs to act sooner rather than later.
We're in a crisis. We need to come together as a nation. We need the Congress to act and act now. If Congress and President Trump fail to act by the end of December, 12 million Americans will lose their unemployment benefits they rely on. Merry Christmas.
There's been growing bipartisan support for a scaled-back $908 billion coronavirus relief measure. That's less than half the amount Democrats had originally proposed. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats are willing to pass a limited coronavirus relief measure this year, with the expectation President-elect Biden will approve more when he takes office. NPR's Kelsey Snell reports Pelosi is negotiating with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Pelosi says Democrats dropped demands for a $2.2 trillion relief bill because they believe President-elect Biden wants more aid passed soon, something they did not expect from President Trump.
With a Democratic president committed to a scientific solution for this, with the idea that we will have a vaccine, it's a complete game changer.
Biden has said any stimulus bill approved in Congress this month will be a down payment on future relief. Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell are working to negotiate an aid package that can be attached to a must-pass government spending bill and approved before the holidays. Kelsey Snell, NPR News, Washington.
More than 9,000 Texans are hospitalized with COVID-19 as more and more regions report limited bed capacity. Texas Tech Public Media's Sarah Self-Walbrick reports from Lubbock, where there are no staffed beds left.
The city's two hospital systems reported each day this week that patients are waiting for beds. It's a fluctuating problem. On Monday, 23 patients needed a room. On Thursday, it was five. Over 320 people are currently hospitalized with the virus. University Health System CEO Mark Funderburk says having space for patients isn't even the biggest challenge.
You can find real estate somewhere, but staffing is everything.
Hundreds of local healthcare workers are out after a COVID-19 diagnosis or exposure. Traveling nurses and doctors are filling the gap, but may soon be needed elsewhere in Texas. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Self-Walbrick in Lubbock.
The nation's trade gap widened in October, the U.S. trade deficit increasing by 1.7% to about $63 billion. On Wall Street today, the Dow closed up 278 points. The Nasdaq was up 87 points. You're listening to NPR. Securities and Exchange Commission says it has settled charges with the restaurant chain The Cheesecake Factory that it misled investors on the impact the coronavirus pandemic was having on the company's bottom line. The company in March and April indicated in government filings it was operating sustainably during the pandemic. However, the SEC said today the filings were false and misleading because internal documents at the time showed the chain losing $6 million a week. Singer and songwriter Stevie Nicks has sold a majority stake in her publishing copyrights. As NPR's Andrew Limbong reports, the deal coincided with a recent viral TikTok that put Fleetwood Mac back on the charts.
If you've seen the TikTok, you can picture the guy on his skateboard drinking cranberry juice, vibing out to the song Dreams. This gave Stevie Nicks a brief resurgence to the top spot on the Billboard Hot 100 Songwriters chart. Turns out, as this was happening, Nicks was in the middle of closing a deal to sell most of her copyrights to the music licensing company Primary Wave. The deal, which was finalized this week, covers both her songs for Fleetwood Mac and solo project, including Dreams and Landslide.
Well, I've been afraid of changing, 'cause I've been
Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices followed stocks higher, up for the fifth straight week amid hopes for a U.S. coronavirus stimulus deal and OPEC agreeing to slightly ease production cuts. Oil was up 62 cents a barrel, ending the session at $46.26 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.